Willis, pastor of Bethel Church. I don't think he needs any introduction here, but we're happy to have him.
Don't know how that feeling would be in about 10 minutes from now or an hour and a half. When he says introduce services, I always get confused. Does that mean that I go the short period and he gets the long time, or I do the long time and he takes short period? So Brother Stump knows, though, that I'm not about to be here very long. I'm looking at a group of people that are old. Some of you are so much older than I am, maybe 25, 30 years older than I am. So you may have, you older ones may have a difficult time remembering what I'm about to mention. Remember when we were children, though? Those of you can remember back that far. You remember when we were children and there was something called puppy love? Well, more of you can remember that than I thought, so you're aging yourself, since they don't use that term anymore. But puppy love simply meant that you loved a little boy or a little girl when you were probably in grade school, fairly young, and you cared a lot about them. And that's what puppy love was. You cared a lot about them. Not much has changed, has it? We've gone through all these years, whether they're 30 years, 50 years, or more, and we still have puppy love, because I sure do care a lot about you. But you remember the tender feelings of puppy love? It was so unconditional, wasn't it? God's word says that, and this is serious, and he talks about this in the book of 1 John. He says, we know that we have passed from death into life. This is 1 John 3 and 14. We know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. See, there's more types of death than one. There's a natural death, and when we pass from the stage of this life and the natural body just bears no more life any longer. Yet that spirit returns to the giver of life, but the body ceases to function. But he says here, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. That has to be and is a very serious condition. Remember, the Bible is written unto God's children. So this must be admonition to God's children to pay attention to. When he says that we are to love one another, and we're to love and do this in a continual manner, and to love without ceasing, as we are to pray without ceasing, he goes on, he says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. Now, how can you hate your brother and it be as a murderer? Because you have taken life away from them. You see, when you have love, love is full of life. There's nothing any more what life is than love. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. You're robbing and taking love away from somebody when you allow things in this world to disturb you to the point that you find fault with your brother or sister in Christ and withhold love from them. It is as death itself. It says, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. I think the lesson here is that you forget what God's done for you when you don't have that abiding love. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Now, to lay down a life for someone, and this is not talking about in a wartime situation. This is talking about laying aside your own personal feelings for the benefit of someone else. That even though you know you're right, and you know they're wrong, you don't tell them. You know that takes love. And it's not easy. For whosoever hath this world's good and seeth his brother hath need, shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? The need I want you to see now, and there's many other types of needs, is the need for love. Every one of us needs love. I need your love. I desire your love. But we each one need each other's love. So when you have time, go back in your memory and think about puppy love. And think about how unassuming it was. Oh, that we could be like that with our brothers and sisters in Christ. May God bless you. Pray for Brother Stump as he comes. Amen.